It's Memorial Day weekend, so you can expect an increase in motorists navigating eastern North Carolina's rural roads and highways. To make it even trickier, slow-paced texters will be out on the roads, as well as drivers going way over the speed limit, so it pays to beware during drive time at major intersections in Greenville, Jacksonville, and New Bern. Accidents here in eastern North Carolina keep climbing. According to the latest numbers from the North Carolina Division of Motor Vehicles, there were more than 251,000 crashes in the state in 2015, an 11% increase over the previous year. Patrol Sergeant with Havelock Police Department, Kimberly Tutwiler.
Every 15 minutes in the United States of America, we lose a life because someone is driving distracted or driving while impaired.
Any number of distractions can cause accidents, but DMV statistics prove that certain populations are more likely to experience collisions. Teenagers lead that list, with seniors not far behind.
It's kind of a maturity thing. Adults have more life experience, and they have been around longer than our young drivers.
The Havelock Police Department led a program at Havelock High School on Thursday, challenging students to think about the decisions they make behind the wheel.
Everybody has their phone, GPSs, whatever music they have playing. It is a huge, huge safety factor right now.
Officer Tutwiler described the every 15-minute program, which graphically displayed a major crash scene.
After the wreck, Munden's funeral home even brought in a hearse, and we unloaded a casket off the hearse. And we had a little mock memorial for this innocent student that was killed. I was looking around the crowd, and I think we got our point across.
Knowing when to intervene is important when dealing with a teenager. Confiscating the keys is always an option with parents. But what if it's a parent who's the unsafe driver? Many times it falls on adult children to initiate that tough conversation. Managing Director of Home Instead Senior Care, J.D. Bobbitt, says the role reversal can be difficult for some seniors to accept.
People are living longer now than they did, and so we're more likely to experience this than when people were dying younger. But your parent took care of you, they raised you, they advised you, they brought you up, and most of the time they're not very accepting of that role reversal. So you have to approach that very carefully.
Before immediately having that conversation, there are several ways to pinpoint driving difficulties. Mysterious dents, trouble turning to see when backing up, and difficulty parking are all indicators.
It's smaller things. I call it road rash. Usually it's, a fender or a bumper. It's not real big, and they don't even know that it happened. It might be the mailbox is knocked over. There's more than one new garage door in this town for people who drove through a door that was either not all the way open, or it was coming down or going up. So those are lapses in judgment and thinking that you can see pretty clearly.
Delayed reaction and response, riding the brake, driving at the wrong speed, and difficulty staying in the lane are all clear signs that it's time for the talk. Not about the birds and the bees, but about giving up the keys. JD says if you notice a family member or friend driving erratically, it's a great time to bring it up before a major accident occurs.
If they have some little scare, that might make it a little easier if you can point out, hey, Mom, we've noticed that you're not exactly in the parking space. Are you having any trouble? If they admit to it, you can carry on down that path.
This was the case for JD's mother, Harriet Bobbitt.
I remember riding with her, and to be honest, she scared the daylights out of me. Pulling into a parking space at what I would consider faster than normal, and knowing that you might have a quarter inch between her right front fender and the left side of that other car, it's scary.
Mrs. Bobbitt is 86 years old, and she hasn't driven in 6 years. She's among about 85% of older adults who decide to give up their keys on their own.
The thing was, I had neuropathy in my right foot, and I noticed it all of a sudden when I tried to put on brakes. I couldn't feel the accelerator. And that's sort of alarming, to say the least.
People age 66 and older are required to renew their driver's license and pass a vision test every 5 years, while everyone else must renew every 8 years. When it was time to renew her license, she never did. Mrs. Bobbitt says it was a personal decision that she doesn't regret. Even today, she doesn't have trouble getting around.
I had always thought that I would be wild if somebody took my car away from me, or because I like driving, still have it because my caregivers drive me when I have to go somewhere like the doctor or anything like that.
Even though giving up her keys took away some freedom, she says it was a small sacrifice for the safety of herself and others.
I don't want to die, and I certainly don't want anybody else to die because of my carelessness. I did pitch a fit like I thought I would.
If you try to have a conversation with a family member, a friend, or a neighbor that's having difficulty driving and they won't listen, intervention from the Department of Motor Vehicles may be an option. Public Relations Officer Patrice Bethia.
Our medical review unit may restrict or cancel the license of any age driver based on their visual acuity, their driving history. It could be the medications they've been prescribed by their doctor. Their mental competency may come in question, and then certainly at the recommendations of their doctors.
The request for driver reexamination form can be filled out and submitted to the DMV, where the medical review unit will investigate each case.
We'll contact the driver and have them go back into the driver license office nearest their home and take another driving test, a behind-the-wheel test.
In the majority of cases, Bethia says they impose restrictions instead of revoking someone's license. For instance, someone with vision problems may be limited to driving only during the daytime.
We understand that sometimes their family members or loved ones who might not want to be the ones to take the keys from their driver or their loved one, and so the DMV is here to kind of help support that and further investigate if there is a need for any restrictions.
If it's time to have the talk with a family member about their dangerous driving, J.D. Bobbitt says do it sooner rather than later.
You don't want to have this conversation when somebody's already in the hospital.
JD's mother, Harriet Bobbitt, encourages seniors to make the decision to surrender the keys for themselves.
If I had anything to say to any of the people who are in my age bracket, they really do need to think about it. And if it is time for them to give it up, they will feel better about it if they make the decision rather than have one of their children tell them that it's time.